Hello?
Hello? Was it...
I mistakenly hung up on you.
No, that's okay. Can I continue with the questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Next, we have... it's the same from 0 to 10. Next, we have... creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life?
Two.
Thank you. Next, this one says, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
Two.
Thank you. Next, we have sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
Zero.
Thank you. Next, we have giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters and any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutional protected free speech.
Zero.
Zero. Thank you. Now it's only four left. This one says preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal. Okay, thank you. Next we have restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. Thank you. Next, we have having armed vigilantes or guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote. Thank you. And the last one for this list is arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
Zero.
Zero. That's great. Thank you. Now we're 62% complete. So how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Would you say it's a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
A big problem.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry to hear that. And now, have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
No.
No, that's great. Thank you. And now here's a list of statements about values that some people might have. So on a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement. 0 means that you strongly disagree, and 10 means that you strongly agree. It's only 4 and they're short, so the first one says, we all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all.
Agree.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, would you say it's a 10?
Yes.
Okay. Next we have, the second one says, whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families.
Yes, 0.
0? Or 10?
I mean, 10.
Okay, thank you. Now, most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families. Thank you. And the last one says, every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country. Thank you. Now we're 82% gone, so it's only a few questions left. This one says, here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make changes on the issues that you care about the most? So I'm going to read them for you, and you let me know which ones you think are the most important. You can choose up to two or only one, or you can also choose none of the above. So the options are talking to friends and family about politics, voting in federal elections such as for president or the U.S. Congress, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, marching in protests, volunteering for a local organization in my community, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, signing petitions, donating to political campaigns or organizations, and the last one is boycotting a company.
It doesn't matter.
Can I choose it as none of the above? Is that okay?
Yeah, none of the above.
Okay, thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? So you can rate it from 0 to 10. 0 means that you have no power, and 10 means that you have a lot of power.
Okay.
Thank you. And one last time, if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The options are the same: Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, the third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent or third party.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
A Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. And now 90% complete. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
It's okay. Thank you. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
A former member or current member?
Former member.
That's okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent it, live it with a family member or friends or something else?
Live with my family member.
Okay, thank you. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
In the United States.
Thank you. What about your parents? Were they born in the United States?
Yes.
Yes. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted Biden.
Biden? Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And now we're almost done. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Are you full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent?
Permanently disabled.
That's okay. Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what is your total family income from all resources before taxes? So I have a few options. I'm going to read them for you, and you let me know which one you think. So you stop me at the one. The first is less than 24,000. Then we have 25,000 to 34,000, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74, 75 to 84, 85 to 99, or more.
The first one.
Okay, less than 24.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. And then this concludes the survey for today. And thank you so much for participating. And I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.